Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, day 152, new every morning. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Lamentations, chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. Let that land for a moment. Jeremiah did not write those words from a comfortable place. He wrote them in the middle of ruins, Jerusalem destroyed, the people in exile, the grief still raw, and it was there, in that darkness, that he lifted his voice and said, "Great is your faithfulness." That is not shallow optimism. That is faith that has been tested, broken down, and found standing. And that is exactly why these words can reach you today. Wherever you are this morning, because life is not always fine. There are hard seasons. There are mornings when you wake up and yesterday is still sitting on your chest. There are days when you failed, when you let yourself down, and something inside wants to tell you that you've used up your chances, that grace has run out for you. But the Word of God says something else entirely. It says this, before you opened your eyes this morning, God's mercy had already arrived. It did not wait for you to earn it. It did not wait for you to ask. It was already there, fresh, renewed, before your alarm went off, before your first thought, before you had done anything at all. Mercy does not come after you perform. It comes first, and His mercies are inexhaustible. You cannot spend God's love down. No matter how great your need, He does not run dry. You are not too broken, not too far gone, not too much. You are here now, and the mercy is here too. Other matters. There is a way to begin the day that changes everything that follows. Not the coffee first, not the phone first, God first. The Bible open before the world gets a word in. Because when you meet Him before the noise starts, when you receive from Him before the demands begin, you move through the rest of the day differently. You carry something real. Yesterday's failure does not define today. Every morning, grace opens a blank page. That is not a motivational phrase. That is the nature of the God you serve. He is the God of the new beginning. And when He gives you another morning, it is not by accident. It is on purpose, with love, because He is not finished with you. Jeremiah proved this among the ruins of everything he had lost. You can prove it today, in the middle of your ordinary life, right where you are. Here is the call. You received mercy this morning, new, free, without limit. Do not keep it to yourself. Today, hand it out, at home, with the person who tests your patience the most, at work, with someone you would rather avoid, on the road, with the stranger who has no claim on your kindness. Let the mercy you have been given flow out of you. Carry the morning all the way through the day. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.